Jerry Bader, Show 951, talking about some of the media misbehavior while I was gone. Talked about PolitiFact calling Scott Walker a liar for putting in his book that the State Patrol vehicle that was carrying him was rocked by protesters. Do you know how stupid that would be on Scott's part, Governor Walker's part? Do you know how stupid that would be? This book is considered a launching pad for a presidential run, and he's going to put a completely fabricated story in there? Really? By the way, that was the whole intent of this. If he does run for president, or even during his reelection bid, that you're going to see that everywhere, that he lied about that. I think Scott Walker is going to have to address this more thoroughly than he has. I believe him. I think he's going to have to get people to speak more conclusively on this, because it's not going to go away. That was the intent. Well, we're just going to say it's false. That's an opinion. That's not a fact. It's incredible. Next. The New York Times over the weekend ran an incredible piece. It was very lengthy. I have read it in its entirety. They make the case that that controversial YouTube video about Muhammad actually was the flashpoint for the Benghazi protests that led to the deaths of Americans, and they say it wasn't Al-Qaeda. Now, what they're saying is, well, when Republicans say Al-Qaeda, that's central organized Al-Qaeda, and even they know that's not who, and they're just splitting hairs here, and they offer no real evidence. This is stunning to me. This is a narrative that has been long debunked, and they just boldly parade it out there. When called on it, they get really defiant. A New York Times editor on Monday staunchly defended a controversial report on the Benghazi attack, writes Fox News, which largely backed the State Department's narrative amid withering criticism from congressional Republicans and others. The State Department, as might be expected, also spoke in defense of the New York Times article. The lengthy report and the subsequent fallout represent the latest battle over the public narrative of what happened the night of September 11, 2012. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers told Fox News Sunday that the Intelligence Committee would dispute what the New York Times claims. He said the story was not accurate. But in a defiant column, Times editorial page editor Andrew Rosenthal challenged in an almost mocking tone those Republicans who he claimed ran screaming to television studios to air their complaints with the story. He argued that those trying to claim Al-Qaeda was involved were doing so for strictly political reasons. This is another... Okay, here's what this should tell you. That liberals are really afraid of what Benghazi would mean to a Hillary Clinton presidential run. The New York Times, apparently, is convinced she's running for president. As you may know, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, I am not. However, increasingly, it looks as though I may be wrong about that. Or I'm right about it, and the pressure on her to run is tremendous. This may not be them thinking she's going to run, but saying, look, we'll have your back on this Benghazi thing if you do run. Because I think that's one of the things that is giving her great reluctance in running. This is just incredible. This is almost like the Walker PolitiFact. No, we dub all of that made up. And the original story, we are deeming, yes, that's what happened. The BS story from the administration, we are deeming that's what happened. Then there is this. Melissa Harris Perry is a host on MSNBC. She is also a PhD. She's a professor, I believe, at Tulane. They were doing a segment about photos at the end of the year. And she and her guests, and all her guests were comedians, started to comment on a Romney family photo. It shows the entire Romney clan, Ann and Mitt, the kids, the grandkids, which includes an adopted African-American child, a black child, a baby, on the lap of Mitt Romney. I want you to listen to this. Jason, do you have that audio? I want you to listen to this. And then I have comments, and if you haven't heard the blowback from this, this was Melissa Harris Perry and guests talking about the Romney family photo on MSNBC.
And then one that was pretty cute. Everybody loves a baby picture. Yes. And this was one that really a lot of people had emotions about this baby picture this year. This is the Romney family.
Right. Yeah.
And of course, they're on Governor Romney's knee is his adopted grandson, who is an African-American, adopted African-American child, Kieran Romney. Any captions for this one?
One of these things is not...
Just using the same.
And that little baby, front and center, would be the one.
And isn't he the most gorgeous? My goal is that in 2040, the biggest thing of the year will be the wedding between Kieran Romney and Northwest. Can you imagine Mitt Romney and Kanye West as in-laws?
I think this picture is great. It's really sums up the diversity of the Republican Party.
Yeah,
really. Every RNC really has a convention. They find the one black person.
Yeah, that was comedian Dean Obidala. Chortling the photo really sums up the diversity of the Republican Party, the RNC. At the convention, they find the one black person. How many black kids should be in Mitt Romney's family? So this baby becomes a punchline, a punching bag, as it were. Now, interestingly, her guests, some of those who said these things, tried to defend them. And then she on Monday, I believe it was, or was it Tuesday? It was Tuesday. Tuesday morning, she sort of apologized. Everyone is just deeming this an apology. MHP, I am sorry. Without reservation or qualification, I apologize to the Romney family. What does she do then? Hashtag MHP apology. She uses it for self-promotion. Further, I work by guiding principle that those who offend do not have the right to tell those that they hurt they are wrong for hurting. Therefore, I meant no offense. I want to immediately apologize to the Romney family for hurting them. Well, if you were offended, I apologize. I don't count that as an apology. A lot of people, in fact, what happened is a lot of liberals came out and attacked them, and that's when they backed down. All of them who were involved in this. And listen to this. This is Melissa Harris-Perry talking. As a black child born into a large white family, I feel familiarity with Romney family pick and never meant to suggest otherwise. Really? So your family can be a loving family, but the Romney family cannot. It's just a prop. It's just a token black. Well, who are the real racists? Come on. All right. Packers spokesman Aaron Popke joins us in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.